Can you guys hear me all right? Good.
When you say, I don't know if we can hear you or not.
Okay.
Just making sure it's off of mute.
How about now? All right. Terry Hensley was a single mom in Billings, Montana. Working a full-time job, life was tough. She knew her life was meaningless and spiraling downhill. When she looked in the mirror, all she saw was failure. She knew she had reached the bottom when she found herself sitting in a dark closet with a pistol ready to end her life. In desperation, she cried out loud to God, "If for some reason I should not end my life right here, right now, you need to do something." Just then her son burst through the front door of their home shouting, "Mama, Mama, come look what I have." Terry put the pistol away, composed herself as much as possible, and walked out to meet her son, who was waving a New Testament he had received from a Gideon at school that day. Terry said a Gideon was listening and doing God's will, and he had no idea that a life was literally seconds away from eternity. That day, Terry and her son opened God's Word together, and they began their journey of faith. My name is Eric Diaz. I am a Gideon by choice and a Christian by the grace of God.
Amen.
The Gideons International is an organization of born-again Christian businessmen and their wives who have chosen to give of their time, their talents, to God's ministry. The sole purpose of the Gideon ministry is to reach people for Christ through personal witnessing and through the placement and distribution of God's Word around the world. We are now over 250,000 strong and in over 200 countries. The Word of God is printed and distributed in almost 100 languages. We distribute Bibles in hotels, motels, schools, colleges, and universities, jails, prisons, as well as the armed forces. The wives of Gideons, called the auxiliary, have the privilege of placing Bibles in hospitals, clinics, dentist offices, nursing homes, and anywhere else in the medical field. We work as an extension of the local church. This church has made a big impact for Christ through your financial contributions to the Gideons International throughout the years. A motel Bible, like this one I have here today, costs $5 to print and distribute. And during the lifespan, it provides 2,300 opportunities that someone will come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. We place one of these in a hotel or motel room. We leave it there for about 6 years. Of course, we go in there every year to check on, make sure that all the pages are intact. And then, and if we need to take them out and replace them with a new one, we take the old one, we remove this hard cover, put a soft cover on them, and then we distribute them in jails and prisons. We don't want to give them a hard cover. For certain reasons. Last year, Osage Baptist Church gave $1,877 to the Gideons, which has provided 376 motel Bibles. Consequently, you provided 863,420 opportunities for someone to hear the good news of salvation. And for that, I thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness and your generosity towards the Gideon ministry. After giving a Gideon presentation at church, David Autry, area director in Tennessee, saw a man who appeared to be waiting to speak to him. He told David his name was Horacio, and he liked what he shared about God's Word and how God's Word was changing people's lives all around the world. He did not speak English very well, since he was from Mexico. Eventually, he told David, "Really, I'm just trying to find Jesus." Horacio could not read English, so David found a Spanish New Testament, like the one I have here today. And so David led him to the last two pages where the plan of salvation is written on every New Testament. And so Horacio read it in his own language, and as he read, tears filled his eyes, and he prayed to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. That's what he was looking for.
Amen.
And he found it, thanks to the Word of God that was shared to him. Two of the Gideons distributing God's word in May of 2014 went a father and son. The father in his 80s was determined to be part of this distribution. So he and his son walked together down the cell block, encouraging inmates cell by cell and praying with them as they shared copies of God's word. The impact of Gideon sharing God's word at Angola prison extends far beyond the walls. Just 2 weeks after this scripture distribution, over 800 children of inmates came to visit their dads. Chaplain Tony says that most of the conversations that day were fathers witnessing to their children about Jesus. Fathers who wanted to prevent their children from following in their own footsteps, and instead desiring that they follow in the steps of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Marilyn Mellinger sent us the following testimony. She said, "I worked in a hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, as a night shift auditor. Late one night, I received a call at the front desk. A man on the other end of the line asked if he could keep the Bible he found in his room. I told him he could keep it, as Gideon's placed Bibles in rooms for that purpose of sharing God's word. Later that night, he came to the front desk to ask again if he could keep the Bible. He had been up reading and was preparing to check out the next day. He then shared that in the part of China where he lives, Bibles are a very rare book and very hard to obtain. He was so excited. He said, 'I just wanted to say thank you for your generous gift.' The clerk said, 'Well, we did not place them there. The Gideons did, an organization that is devoted to sharing the God's word.'" And so this thankfulness that this man had also extends to you. He's thankful that there's people like you guys that that are willing to step out in faith and put your money where it can bear fruit, as it did here. Gideon James Duren shared his personal testimony. "One day I woke up empty and alone, without my wife, two beautiful children, and our big new house. Now I was living in the basement of my parents' home. My wife had divorced me. After the divorce, I was an angry and bitter man, mad at everyone, including God. I started taking aimless trips, staying gone several days at a time. I would tell my secretary I had to get away for a while. When she would ask where I was going, I would say I didn't know. If she asked when I would be back, I would say I didn't know. If she asked if I was coming back, I would say I hope so. It was only by the grace of God that I didn't lose my business during that difficult time. It was on one of those aimless trips one afternoon that I stopped at the Journey's End Motel in Birmingham, Alabama. I headed straight to the lounge to drown my sorrows in alcohol. I had a pain that just wouldn't go away. After several hours, I went to the front desk and checked into a room. At least I had enough sense to not get back on the highway," he says. "When I entered that motel room, I lay across the bed and passed out. It was several hours before I woke up in darkness. I reached over to turn on the light. I looked around and noticed an open Bible on the dresser. As I picked it up to close it and put it back in the drawer, I noticed that some dear soul had underlined Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, that says, 'Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.' The Lord spoke to my heart through those words, and I hit the floor. I wept uncontrollably for a long time. I confessed my sins before the Lord and told him that if he would just get me out of there, and out of this addiction, out of this mess that I was in, he would be the Lord of my life. I thank God each day for this ministry. The Bible that was placed by a faithful Gideon in that lonely motel room so many years ago literally changed my life forever. Now I serve as the international chaplain for the Gideon's International. To God be the glory." As an individual or a church, you can also take part of this ministry in all or one of three ways. First, you can take part in praying for God to continue to open doors for us to distribute His Word. There are so many places out there though that do not yet allow us to come and distribute the Word of God. And believe it or not, even locally, in the Bible Belt, in the Buckle, here in this area, there are still places that don't allow us. As Gideons, we are able to distribute Bibles in schools to fifth grade students. Well, for several years, only Green Forest has allowed us, or had allowed us, to come and distribute Bibles. Yeah, up until last year, Berryville started allowing us. We still have not been able to get into Eureka Springs. I'm not clear if Alpena has been allowing us, but. When doors close, God always opens another one. And this time it was a big one. For several years now, we have had the privilege of distributing God's Word at the Carroll County Fair. And we've been distributed so many words of God there. I mean, normally we would distribute 200 to 300 in different fifth grade classrooms. We have been distributing, you know, a couple thousand every year there. Plus several other places, you know, like the U of A and North Arc, just several colleges, you know, during in different sidewalks. And so we covet your prayers that God will continue to open doors so that we can continue to distribute. There's different countries out there that the Word of God is a rarity. India is a country that is now open to the gospel, even though it's a country that is full of different other religions, you know, Hinduism and Buddhism and so forth. The Word of God is penetrating through there. China, the Word of God, it's something that that is not allowed. So we have to smuggle them in there, you know. So continue to pray. The more doors will be open. Second, we need more workers for the harvest. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the workers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." So if you are interested in joining the Gideons, see me or Mike or anyone else that's a Gideon. See us after the service, and we can share with you how you can become part of this ministry and make an impact in your local community as well as in the world. And third, we need your financial support. We need money to buy more Bibles, because in every Bible distribution, we discover that the need of God's Word far exceeds the supply. Every Gideon that goes into different countries and shares the and distributes copies, there are several kids out there extending their hand, you know, for a copy of God's Word. We can only take so many because we may not have enough funds to buy enough to get them there. So I want to make sure that everyone gets a copy. The money that you give to the Gideons is tax deductible, and 100% of it goes strictly to the printing and purchase of these Bibles. The Gideons International only has 6 paid employees, and their salaries, as well as the cost of operating the organization, are paid by our membership dues, which is why I stand here today honestly telling you that all that you give is used only to buy Bibles. There are 2 ways in which you can give to the Gideons. One is to give using the Gideon card program. I'm sure that here at this church you guys have a Gideon card rack that has cards like this one that I hold right here. And you can send a card like this to a friend who has recently lost a loved one. Or you can send it to someone who has graduated, someone who has done something for you as a thank you, or just because you're thinking about them. Someone is at the hospital, you want to send some words of encouragement. Then you can send a card. Today I got a card here where the says, thinking of you, Brother Lanny and congregation, 2 Gideon Place Bibles are being provided by the Carroll County Camp. So, you know, 2 Bibles are being placed just because you guys have allowed me to come here. So, you know, you can easily spread the word of salvation, you know, the God's word, and allow for someone to have the opportunity to be saved, so that we can all share eternity in heaven together. All of it starts with you and your generosity. And so, that is one way in which you can contribute. And second, you may give individually, well, as a church, as Brother Lanny had mentioned earlier, that we're going to be standing at the end of the service and with our Bibles open, and then as the Lord leads you, you may give. And like I said, like Mike said, every penny added together with everybody else's penny We can buy Bibles so that others will come to know Him. Jimmy Martin from South Carolina wrote this testimony. After attending the 2015 Gideon Conference in Nashville, I had a divine appointment waiting. I was traveling some secondary roads, wishing I had taken the interstate, when I came to an unusual intersection with a huge concrete median. At 30 to 40 miles per hour, I accidentally drove onto the concrete median. I thanked the Lord I was not injured. I stopped, got out, and looked. My left front tire was blown. I called AAA to get help changing my tire. Tommy from AAA arrived and put the spare tire on. I began to talk to Tommy. He was 25 years old and had lived all his life just two blocks away. Tommy shared that the store where he worked had recently been robbed, and he thought he was going to be killed. I gave him a New Testament and asked if he knew where he would spend eternity if he had died. He shrugged his shoulders. I shared that I had the same feelings before I accepted Christ, but now I have the assurance of life everlasting with Jesus Christ. I began to walk Tommy through the plan of salvation in the back of the Testament. I asked Tommy if he would like to ask Jesus to come into his life, and he said yes. We prayed and Tommy accepted Christ as a Savior. Right then and there, on the side of the road, he prayed, accepted Christ. He signed the back of his New Testament and dated it so that he had proof of when he had become a child of God. 4 hours later, I arrived safely at home and thanked the Lord for the safety and Tommy's salvation. Several years ago, a hungry Nemitz fisherman left the town of Saka on the Yamal Peninsula in Siberia. The Nemitz are hunters and fishermen who live on the Siberian tundra. This Nemitz man went looking for food, and he prayed to any god who might hear him, asking for a sign. He needed a sign. Not long after he finished his prayer, a Bible fell from the sky and landed near him. He went back into town with the Bible, saying, "I have received a sign." Today, he is part of a church where there are 30 Nemit Christians who are learning because of that Bible. What the villager did not know is that a helicopter had flown from Slekark the day he got his sign. In that helicopter were two government officials bringing relief aid to the locals. As they flew, they sorted through their cargo. One said to the other, "The cans of food are good, but what do we do with all these books?" So he began throwing Gideon Bibles out the window. But you know, as Gideons, and Brother Mike and anyone else can tell you, we truly believe in what it says in Isaiah 55:11. God says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. He shall not return unto me void, but he shall accomplish that which I please. And he shall prosper in that whereto I sent it." This is a prime example of that. Someone thought, you know, that just books in this box that had no value, no meaning, there was no need for them. But God makes sure that His word did not return void. The Bible fell from the sky near somebody that was needing a sign. What better sign than God's word? I want to thank you, Brother Lanny, and congregation, for your donations, your prayers, and the time you have given me. May God continue to richly bless you and your families. May I pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you now, Lord, just praising you and thank you for what an awesome God that you are, Father, Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, but yet you took time to bring us closer to you, Father, Lord. You also, Father, Lord, gave the ultimate sacrifice of sending your Son, Jesus, to come and die for us. For us who are not worthy of such sacrifice. We ask you now, Father God, that you will bless each and every one here, Father Lord, that you'll continue to keep your word. And I ask, Father Lord, that your word and your truth will be preached from this pulpit always, Father Lord. And may everyone here grow spiritually, and may you continue to bless them richly. And we pray all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Yeah.